Okay, so today we're going to move forward in our study of Pertuas HaShachar, looking at the Gemara in the Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're actually skipping some of the Gemaras. I felt like it probably wouldn't be the most productive thing for us to just read Gemaras together. That really wouldn't be value added, I don't think. So I'm skipping a couple of Gemaras that are interesting and worthwhile, but I wasn't just in triaging our time for the rest of the year. I felt it was probably worthwhile to jump to this sugya. So this is going to be the next one that we look at. So the Gemara in the Chav Zayin Amud Aleph starts Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev V'chulo, the source sheet you have here. It's on Sfaria. So the Gemara says, it's entitled Tfilas HaShachar number 7, the Avad Kimar Avad. So the Gemara says, Amar Le'i Rav Chisla Rav Yitzchak, Hasam, in other words, with regard to Shacharis, where we paskin that Shacharis is until 4 hours in the day, Amrav Kahana Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda holds some b'vechirta kavasei. So Rav Kahana taught that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, since there's an explicit Mishnah in Maseches Idios in accordance with the position of Rabbi Yehuda that states that the Tamid was Nikrav at Arba Shos. So therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the end time of the Tzviyah Shacharis. Hacha Nai. Here, what is the halacha with regard to the tefillah of mincha? So here is Rav Yitzchak's response. Ishtik v'lo amar levo midi, absolute silence. So Rav Chista himself came along and said, Nechzei anan, so let's see for ourselves. Mid Rav Tzali shel Shabba, Matzli shel Shabbos v'Rav Shabbos mivod yom, Shema mina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So from the fact that Rav davened of Shabbos, the two of Shabbos, while it was still daytime, in other words, from Chag HaMincha, so you see that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the end time for Mariv, for Mincha, excuse me, is 4:45, is Chag HaMincha on the sixth day, at 4:45, and you can start davening Mariv already at that point, and that's why Rav Davin Shel Shabbos Berav Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Other Rabbah, Midrav Huna, Rabbanan Lo Avu Matzli Ed Orta." From that, the Rav Huna and the Rabbanan waited until nighttime, until after Shkia Shmamina in Halacha Krabi Yehuda. So we have conflicting evidence. So the Gemara concludes, in the shot heard around the world, "Alhamdil Hashalo Imar Hachas Lo Kemar Lo Kemar Davad Kemar Avad Davad Kemar Avad." I'm sorry to mix like football and baseball. I know it's Super Bowl season still. So Chalos, it's 3 days after the Super Bowl. So baseball, what? Yo, I know that baseball
right
already.
The call.
Okay. So what? The decision, right? The coach's decision.
Play call.
Fine. So the Gemara concludes that famously that Avad that Avad Kemar Avad is Avad Kemar Avad. Football, you mean soccer? Okay. So Gemara famously concludes that that it's up to us. Right, so this is the famous Gemara of autonomy in the sea of halachic obligation. So this is a classic Gemara, and it's a highly unusual one, as is well known. To put it in the terms of the Aruch HaShulchan, that if we have time, we'll get to in a little while, later on. So this is this seems to fly in the face of all the Klal Yapsach that we've ever seen throughout pretty much all of Shas. Right, number one. Since when does the Gemara leave it up to us? Number two, the Gemara seems to conclude here that we should just choose for ourselves when there are other principles of Klal Yapsach that would seem to be applicable. For example, Yachin v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Right, so that's an example. Now you'll tell me, okay, but the fact that maybe we pass in like Rehuda v'shacharit maybe has some relevance here. That could be. And the Gemara at the opening seems to say that. It's not clear, though, conceptually whether or not they're connected positions. I think actually you could make an argument that they are, in the sense that it's possible to develop an argument, something along the lines of saying that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan have one consistent debate across the board. That Rabbi Yehuda always follows the time when the Karban, in fact, actually was brought, that the Rabbanan followed not the time when it historically was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather for him the model is when the Karban could be brought. That's a possibility. But nonetheless, leaving that whole issue aside, it still remains pretty unusual that that the Gemara completely leaves it up to it, leaves it up to us. There's also a question or a fundamental point that remains unclear in the Gemara, which is what degree of autonomy do we really have? So, for example, can I daven? Can I follow Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan on the same day? Right? Can I say, well, right, this hour I'm holding like, right, like Rabbanan, they're from Davin Mincha, and the next hour holding like Rehudan, Rehudan, and Marav. right? So at 5 o'clock, I could, right, within the same plug to Shkia time frame. Right? Let's say that we say that that's an outright contradiction. You can't do such a thing, right? But what about from day to day? Do I have to be consistent in different days, or on different days can I choose to paskin like one and then the other? And or finally, do we say that no, neither of those is legitimate? In fact, you have to choose one consistent position and hold to that throughout. Assuming that you do have to be consistent, whether with regard to the same day or even with regard to two different days, what's the halacha b'di'evet? Right? Would anyone say on that yose, or that already is going too far? That's a question that remains unclear in the sugya as well. What kind of acceptance is binding upon me? Right? Assuming that I have to be consistent, right? So I have to hold to something. I daven one day. Does it depend on chazakah? How many days do I have to decide? Can the community determine it for me? Right? Or is it dependent on each and every individual? And how do you define a community anyway? A shul, larger community, that depends on how communities are structured. So it might be different in the modern era than it was in Talmudic times. But these are all open questions. We're not going to resolve every single one of these questions in excruciating detail, but we do want to sort of offer outlines to begin to offer our response, and in particular to suggest a connection between the inquiry questions that we posed as the second level questions. In other words, how consistent do I need to be? What happens to the evidence if I'm not consistent? And so on and so forth. To the original questions, the problem, or sort of the problems or difficulties with the Gemara that we raise, what kind of psak is this? And how do we understand this whole notion of David Kamarava? How do we understand the nature of this kind of hakra'a, especially given its puzzling nature? So that's sort of what we have set out for us. So the question, let's focus in particular on the classic question that really got the lion's share of the attention of the Rishonim in particular, which is, the question with regard to consistency. That's this question. So, and again, we said lechatchila and b'di'evet. So this is basically a three-way machlokes Rishonim, and I think it's fair to say, though, that the majority position among the Rishonim is that one needs to be consistent. By the way, just to add, we'll see if we have time for this today, but there's another question which arises with regard to Shabbos in particular. Shabbos or Yom Tov, how does Tosefes play into this? Because you have the classic question that's really halacha l'maisa in terms of, for us nowadays, which is shuls. Right, so the question, can a shul on Friday night during the summer months, right, can you start at, let's say, 7 o'clock, for example, as many shuls do every summer, right? And because you have the Tarti de Safra issue. But the question is, right, does Shabbat, even if I think that Tarti de Safra is problematic on the same day, at least when it comes to weekdays, certainly with Chatkila, right, is there more room for leniency on Shabbos?
Could have interpreted Rav that way.
Right, because that's part of the raya. There's part of the evidence for saying that it's problematic is the fact that the Gemara itself seems to invoke, or does invoke, the example of Shabbos as a case in point with regard to weekdays, it would seem as well. So that would seem to militate against the argument that Tosefes Shabbos is exceptional, although there are those who have defended that. By the way, if anyone's interested, Baruch Simon has an article defending the practice to be makel. I think he wrote it up in Beis Yitzchak at one point. So if anyone's interested in that, you can get your hands on that.
Any practice
to
be makel?
To daven 7 o'clock, or Tarti Sasser on Shabbos during the summer months. So that's a what?
He's a good cool on that. Sometimes.
Okay, so you wouldn't be the first or the last. So that's just an additional question as well. So now to come to the question of consistency. So again, I say seems to be a three-way machlokes Rishonim, even on the lechatchila level. But it's also fair to say, I think it needs to be stated, that probably the majority, or certainly I think, it's fair to say that the majority view among the Rishonim is that one does need to be consistent, not only on that day itself, but even from day to day as well. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah are two great exemplars of this position. I give you the Rosh and then Rabbeinu Yonah, even though historically that's a little bit the other way around, because Rabbeinu Yonah is more elaborate than the Rosh. So the Rosh right here, I think it's, I didn't give this the Siman, I think it's Siman Dalet here in Parak Dalet of Brachos. So he quotes from Rav Haigon, Kasav Agon, Deman demakdimu matzle arvis, su lo matzi litzluye mincha. Right, Ella ad plag hamincha kerabi Yehuda. In other words, one who went ahead and davened early, right? So you need to be consistent. He says, right, if you daven ma'ariv, you can't daven mincha afterward. De misa drabi Yehuda lesa l'drabanan. De misa drabanan lesa l'rabi Yehuda. Lachem itzali tfilas hamincha ad ha'erev. Su lo matzi le'akdume l'tfilas ha'erev beflag hamincha. Di yafshar lo la'asos pa'am kerabi Yehuda u pa'am kerabanan. Right, so quite clear in the Rosh that at least lechatchila, if you chose to daven, right, to daven mincha later on, in other words, to be somech on the position of the Rabbanan, so then you need to be consistent. You can no longer daven mincha even on a different day. It's quite clear because that's what, right, that's what he's saying. You can't do pa'am kravida, pa'am karabanan. You need to be consistent not only on one day but across days as well. Rabbeinu Yonah as well. On Yud Chasimei is B'dabi Arif, Davik Marav, Davik Marav, source number 3. Afal pi shenira mikan she'in yirtza yachal espal arves mi plag ha-mincha ve'ilach, v'l Rav Yehuda misham ve'ilach inu zman mincha, v'l Rabban yachal espal mincha ha-ra, filu hachi, ein lo la'adam la'asos ba'inyan she'ihu min ha-gosav sosrin zeh es zeh. A person should not act in such a way that his minhagim are mutually exclusive or self-contradictory. Shemispa mincha lif amim yuplag mincha ve'ilach k'rabanam v'lif amim spa arvitz bosos man kodem shkia sacham k'rab Yehuda nimsu dvarim sosin zeh zeh shavam danoso yom yupamim danoso layla. Right, so that's mutually exclusive, even again on different days, like the Rosh. Eliyase kol sha'akimo rabbani shizval mincha ad shkias hachamat tvilas arves hachakach o krim Rabbi Yehuda shizval tvilas hamincha le'olam ad plak hamincha bilvad yizval arves hachakach kol zman shiyirtze v'afil kol shkias hachamat. Fine. And then he says, "V'achshav our current practice." This goes to the question of who or how we accept it. Kevan shemin haginu lispal tefilas mincha achar plag hamincha k'rabanan. Since in our local community, says Rabbi Yonah, we rely on the Rabbanan, we follow the Rabbanan. In lo lispal tefilas arves kodem shkias achama ke Rabbi Yehuda lasos hakol k'rabanan. Fine. Mihu, he adds, and this is why I put him after the Rush. He addresses the b'diavad issue as well. Mihu b'diavad if lispal tefilas arves bichavana lotzeis mi plag hamincha ve'ilach. Yatsa. He says, "B'diavad, you are yotze."
If you're,
right, that's correct. If you're inconsistent, so then you're still going to be yotze. Now, if you're inconsistent, when? Meaning
on the same day,
even on the same day. Right? Meaning it's not entirely clear in Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? It could well be even on the same day. But remember, his focus had been even on different days. In other words, it's possible to argue that although one is obligated to be consistent both on the same day and different days, that b'dievet, maybe there could be a distinction.
But then he would say that you daven. Okay, he's addressing the case where you normally daven mincha like the Rabbanon until Shkias Achama.
Right.
So then if he's going to say b'dievet, if you daven Mariv, mm-hmm, before Shkias Achama,
right, that you're still Yosef.
But then you would have to say that you diverted also from your normal practice of mincha.
Well, maybe
daven mincha before plag mincha.
Maybe not. Maybe I normally daven mincha at mincha gedola. I have a 12:30.
No, that's not what he said. He just said minhag is that we go till Shkias Achama
in general.
But then I'm going to continue that assumption.
I agree. I think that the face reading of Rabbeinu Yonah is that if you wanted to clarify that, it's a little bit Iker Chasam Nasefer,
right,
and you should have said. So I agree. I don't know if it's Mukhrach. I could see someone trying Bedochat to get out of it, but I agree with you that that's probably the simple thrust of his words. Okay. So that's the position of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Lechatchila issue, where they're the same, and then the Evet issue, whereas the Rosh doesn't really seem to address the issue Rabbeinu Yonah was in, the B'dievad Yir Yotzeit. Take a look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri is actually interesting because he has a Chumrah and a Kula. He has a relative Kula, relative, in other words, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh with regards to Lechatchila, but a relative Chumrah on the B'dievad issue as well. So take a look at the Me'iri here on the Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. In brachos mikomakom kasva gonim she'in la adam acher lehispala mincha ve'arves bizman ze manavshach im yom im layla im yom. Okay, so then he says v'yesho m'sheshau revia ze, this hour and a quarter of the plag mincha teshkia period mishamish liyom v'alayla le'inyan tzvila uvediyeved v'mispalel bo mincha ve'arves yatsa, right? Vinira kidas rishon. So you kind of have to like read a couple of times.
Yeah.
But the Me'iri seems to be saying, citing the Gaonim as having held, that b'di'eved, right, that l'chadchila you have to be consistent. B'di'eved, if you contradicted yourself on the same day, right, the Me'iri quotes the Gaonim as saying that what?
Yeah.
Right, that's clear. Right, it's pretty clear you're talking about
at the same
time. What?
Who's Adam Acher?
Yeah. I think it's just contextual. Or earlier. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, I remember in context it wasn't.
The same day, but even he's spiled both.
No, I think, you know what? I think it might have come out wrong from the Bar Ilan. I think it might be Adam Echad. To check it inside. I think the Bar Ilan might have typed it incorrectly.
That would make more sense.
A single person should be consistent, not be inconsistent. Right? Okay. So, but on this point, so Zmi'iri sounds like he's saying that in his opinion, at least on the same day, although the Gaonim said that you're Yotzev Diavad, he disagrees. Right? That's,
Well, I know. He's saying Yesh Omer that you're Yotzev.
Right. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have given you a little bit more, but... The Gaonim said, right, Ein Adam Echad L'Spal Min Chaver Arvis. They said, V'yesh Omrim, that this is Mishamash L'Vayala L'Inan Tila Uvdiyeved, V'Mispal Bo Min Chaver Arvis Yatza. And then the Meiri says that, in my opinion, Yer Kedas Rishon, which L'Chora, he's understanding, the Gaonim is having said, that it's completely mutually exclusive. It's literally, right, it's either Laila, and it can't be Laila and Yom at the same time, right? In other words, it's an anti-Brisker Ben Ashmashos, basically, claim, right? So, right, it's against that. View and he's insisting, right, that you're not Yotzev D'Eved, right? Maybe it's telling a little bit of an issue, I don't know. But that's what he seems to be saying. So in that respect, it's a chumrah, right? I think. But then he adds, Umikom Akom Ring Lusifun Lamar Shemispal Bo Pam Achat Nincha Shuvlo Yispal Ba Arvishik Kvar Kiblo Olav Ba Yom B'chin Lehefik. In other words, you have to be consistent from day to day, which he hasn't discussed yet. V'lamdu Mikan Shemiyacher Shani Nogen Lispal Mincha Ba Erev Ein Lanu Lispal To Us Arvish B'flak HaMincha V'Olsam Shayim Misalim Shoshavas Erev Shabbos Lo Hayim Acher Mincha Le'olam Ad Zman Zeh V'Eini Niskam Ladas Zeh Klal. Ella, biyom echad in ro'i lo spalo mincha v'yarves avom yom liyom in lachush klal v'ein kan mishum tarti desasra na'adadi. Right? So in other words, what's the Mi'iri saying? He's got a chumra with regard to on the same day that even the Evan you're not Yotzei, which is against, as Josh said, the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah, but he's got a kula from day to day where he does hold that even the chadchila it's okay. Right, which is fine. That's not a tarti desasra, right? But that's what he seems to say. That's what he's saying. And what's his evidence? He says, "Divid rabbanon lo chayshinan." With regard to a tarti desasra on a matter that is only drabbanon as tefila is, we're not worried about this. We're not concerned. Varizek kishne shvila nechatame vechatar shalach lo shnei bni adam ze beachas veze beacheres shem ba'u lishal bevasacha shneim tzmeim uvezacher ze shneihem tehorim. So what does he invoke? He invokes the very famous halacha from the Mishnah in Maseches Taharos, discussed at the beginning of Maseches Nida and the earlier parts of Maseches Nida as well. Some great, 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 great lamdas around this whole sugya. But basically, what he invokes is the din of Shnei Shvilim. So if a person walked, right, in, basically, Echad Tabei V'Echad Tahor. This is a case where one of them is going to be Tabei and one of them is Tahor, right? But there's no necessary addition of Tumah. Or it's one person is Tameh, one person is Tahor. So either, if the Tameh person walked on the Tameh path and the Tahor person walked on the Tahor path, then he's Tahor, the second one's Tahor. If the Tameh person walked on the Tahor path and the Tahor person walked on the Tameh path, then they're both going to become Tmeyin. So there's no necessary addition of Tumah. Right? There might be, but there might not be, because the person who's Tameh might just reconfirm that Tumah, but not thereby add anything, assuming it's the same level of tumah. So in this halacha, where there's no necessary tumah involved, so the halacha is that if they came to ask a question, bivas achas, they're going to be tameh, the way that many explain this is din and basin, that basin can't paskin a tarti desas, right? But if they ask independently, basin can look at each one and say that basically, right, that we apply the general sfeikos, and let's say we can apply the principle of sabi tuma brisha sarabim mahakel, right, and we're going to be off the hook. So he says that similarly, we can apply that principle here to be mekel by derabanan. Put differently, this is a din of sfeikos. And when we apply the din of sfeikos to our case, at least on two different days, that's going to be acceptable. Hold this thought, because it's going to be very important as we circle back to the lamdas. I just want to finish up an overview of the different shitos before we turn to the analytical side and try to understand what underlies this dispute. But that's the mi'irin. Okay. Is there any room for anyone to say that one can l'chadchila contradict themselves even on the same day? Is there such a position out there? The answer is that there may, and there are two possible sources for this. The first is the shita of Rabbi Natan, and the second one is the Lechem Mishnah's interpretation of the Rambam, as we will see. So let's go achat, start with Rabbi Natan. So where does Rabbi Natan come up? It comes up not here, but rather in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. It's not going to read everything inside, but there's a classic Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, who basically asks from a classic question from the opening sugyos of Maseches Brachos on our contemporary practice. Basically, the thrust of the Mishnah and the first daf of Maseches Brachos is that you have to daven if say kriyashma after tzeis, and that's not what people do. Right, they daven much earlier than that. That's part of the whole discussion. Tosfos has a whole range of different explanations. By the way, it becomes clear from Tosfos that the time of the Gaonim and subsequent as well, they actually daven Mincha Ma'ariv, often following Rabbi Yehuda, right, even later. Right? Or even earlier, excuse me. Right, and that's part of the discussion as well. So basically, Tosfos quotes the position of Rabbi Natan, who asks, who basically has the following tremendous chidosh. His claim is basically that in context of Kriyashma, he invokes our Gemara, and he says, "Well, our Gemara says da'avad kemara avad u'da'avad kemara avad." Right, and he says, and we basically paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Natan's claim.
We use that.
What? What? Okay. So now that's okay. So the Rush. Okay. What? No. Don't even go there. So the Rush and others go ballistic on this Rabbi Natan. There's an obvious immediate objection, which is not really our issue right now. But right, Rabbi Natan is taking a sugya with regard to tefillah and applying it to Kriyat Shema. Right. The whole thrust of the sugya is to treat Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei as disconnected halachic discussions. Right. The Kriyat Shema issue is a question about, right, about when halachic night begins and so on and so forth, and he says, and the question of Shmona Esrei is because of the model of Korbano, which they offered much earlier, so then you can start talking about Chag HaMincha and Shkia and so on and so forth. But at first glance, the two are really very different issues, and the Rosh is all over Rabbi Natan for exactly that point. But let's leave that issue aside for our purposes. The other question that the Rosh poses on Rabbi Natan is, he says, wait a second, this is the Rosh at the very beginning of Brachot. He says, the truth is, what Rabbi Natan is defending is not just that they would follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, it's that they would actually daven as a tarti desastre. In other words, on the same day, apparently, was the minhag among the Gaonim to do exactly this. Right? To daven, that's how the Rosh understands it, to daven basically Mincha Ma'ariv within the time frame of between Plag and Shkia. And says the Rosh, fine, you want to say Dava Kamarava, that's very nice, but you need to be consistent. You can't literally contradict yourself. Right? Again, you can't, right? The mutually exclusive positions. And we're talking about this time to daven literally on the same day. And so the Rosh says, apparently what Rabbi Yehudah says is in Achinami, right? And he quotes the Sugan Erevin, that Shidra Vikugola, Trikuli, the Sasra Adad, the Gemara, and Erevin, and Dafsayan, and Manalath. So he says that's very difficult. So his answer is, V'yish lomar, dila inyan, tfila, heikelu. And that's it. That's all the Rosh has to say in defense of Rabbi Natan. Le'inyan tzvila heikelu. And even though, as a general matter, it's not permissible for one to rely upon shtei kulot, the sasri adade, right, as per the Gemara Erevin, nonetheless, in fact,
he means that
le'inyan tzvila heikelu. He rejects him for the Kriyat Shema issue. That's a separate question. That's he's going to go on. He says Vilon Hira Mashihevi Rabbi Natan Zal Raya Mitzvos Amincha Shiyad Pagamincha Detilos Kneged Tzmidim Tekum Tamharay Karuv Vaholeichad Pagamincha Vilinin Kriyat Shema Lav Zman Shchiva Hu. So the Rosh rejects Rabbi Natan for a separate reason, exactly along those lines. So he doesn't mean to apply it to Kriyat Shema as well. He rejects that extension, but at least with regard to Tefila, that's how he understands Rabbi Natan was trying to operate. Le'inyan tefila
ekelu. Is that the same as the Miri who says, "Ein kan mishum tarti besidur nahada debit derabana"?
No, he's going further though. He's saying it even on the same day.
No, but the same reasoning. If it's a derabana, we're not going to.
Unclear. So it could be it's along similar lines that le'inyan derab. Really, tefila means derabanan, but it's interesting. I didn't say tefila derabanan, therefore they were mekel. right? It's kind of like halachah divrei ha'meikah ba'avel. Is that a general din of seven drabanan kula, or is that a more particular halacha to avelo? And the fact that it's formulated as a special halacha to avelo would seem to indicate it's not a general din of seven drabanan kula. So it's not clear. I would suggest, in light of everything that we've been talking about, I think I may have mentioned this in this context, I can't remember, but to me, it connects back to some of our discussions about a certain amount of flexibility built into Zmanei Tefila as per the Shitas Rambam and it being mitzvah to meet it once a day, etc. So to me, I think what? No, it doesn't really work in the Rambam here particularly well. It's not particularly bad, it's just the Rambam doesn't seem to... He's a totally different reading of the Sugya. It's not a problem. It just doesn't. It's not. It's just not relevant. Per se. But it would have been convenient. That would have worked out nicely. But the Rambam disappoints. Anyhow, that's his commitment to halachic integrity. He wasn't willing to say the convenient shot, the longish approach, just because if it's nicely tarashir. That's one reason.
And not because of the korbanos that the padarim that burn all night are the same ones that were from the mincha offering.
That could be, but then again, in tefillah hikelu, but then, only then he comes on to connect tefillah connected to midim. It just doesn't. I think it could suggest such a thing. There's room for that, but I'm not sure in the rush. That's how, right? Because he doesn't come on to the tefillah
until afterwards.
Right. So it sounds like that's not his focus. It's just tefillah. So that's why, to me, it works out. It works out really nicely to say. Yeah, but that's a separate point. There, that's his rejection of the extension from Tzvila to Kriyat Shema. There's nothing to do with his defense of this piece of the Kula, I don't think. I think they're two separate arguments. So to me, the point is that, normally you could never contradict yourself at the same time, but the whole point is that there's an inherent flexibility to Zmani Tzvila, and so Chazal sort of, when they had this sort of, if they could have gone one way or the other, the point is it's not really so essential in the sense that in any case they're trying to approximate in like a day long of tefillah, so they weren't so medactic. To me it works out nicely with the Tashlumin discussion and Zman Grama and all the other issues that we've raised in that context. Okay, so that's Rabbi Nutam. This position, this third most lenient position, that l'chadchila you can daven a tartid sashiv in the same day, is one reading of the Rambam, though l'aniyo saiti it's not the face reading of the Rambam, but it's the Lecha Mishnah claims for the Rambam. I'm just looking at eyes on the clock. Let's I'm running out of time. What?
Don't look at my clock.
Oh my gosh, we're 3 hours over. Wow, time flies when you're learning well. So let's just read the Rambam, and then Mirtzasha next time let's perhaps continue and fill in the other shitos and then look at the analysis. So the Rambam in Perkei Mahalacha Dalet of Hilchos Tefila writes as follows, a very puzzling Rambam. Halamata shizman mincha gedol misheisha sumechza ad tishasha sumechza. That's fine. Okay, 6.5 to 9.5 is the time of Mincha Gedola. Uzman Mincha Kitana Mitisha Shah Sumechza Ad Shi Sha'er Min Hayom Sha'a Urviya. Now, mind you, he just said that it's ideal to daven at Mincha Kitana, just for context. And then he writes, V'yesh Lo Lehispala Losa Ad Shetishka Hachama. So this is a really strange Rambam. The Rambam just said that you should really daven at Mincha Ketana. The Rambam here defines Mincha Ketana as only the time of 3:30 to 4:45. And says, oh, by the way, Yesh lo lispalosa ad shetishka hacham. So number one in the Rambam, right, strange, because the Rambam doesn't seem to be, right, doesn't...
Is that 15 minutes?
No, it's from 4:45 to 6 o'clock. 12:30, 3:30, 3:30, 4:45, 4:45 to 6 o'clock. The Rambam seems to say you should preferably daven from 3:30 to 4:45, but b'di'evet, as it were, or yesh lo lispalosa ad shetishka hachama. So number one, who is he passing like? Show Rivia, right? Number one, who's he posketing like, right? This doesn't seem to be any position. This doesn't seem to be like Rehuda or the Rabbanan. And number two, what happened to Ava Kamarava? This is his equivalent or substitute for Dava Kamarava, right? Dava Kamarava. The Rambam never says you can choose what you want to choose. You can do one way, do the other. He never says that. He doesn't quote, he just says this. This is in place of. This is where he would paskin that. This is where he does paskin that. So does he reject Dava Kamarava, Dava Kamarava? Does Rambam basically, this like classic Rambam maverick, like, yeah, like some later strands in the Gemara, you know, like the Stam the Gemara, like threw this out. But like we all know that the Stam the Gemara is something that we don't necessarily have to find to be binding in halacha, and therefore the Rambam paskin like the simple pshat in the brisos against the Stam. Like you can see someone saying this, right? Not necessarily from the Olam HaYeshivot, but in the academic community.
Where do you know from this Rambam that his preference is
Mishnah? It's in context of what I didn't give you here. The immediately preceding halacha, he says you should lechatchila daven mechagtana, and what constitutes. He defines it here, and then he just adds as almost a throwaway line, V'yishol ismail such a dish gachama. Well then, like, what does that even mean? That's how do we understand it? So there's a range of interpretation within the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah tries to read within the Rambam, right here on the spot, tries to read within the Rambam. The Rambam is trying to say, like Rabbi Yonah on the Rush, that you're not allowed to contradict yourself. That somehow the Rambam is trying to say that you do one or the other, and V'yishol ismail such a dish gachama, like, if you want to go on a different track altogether, so then you can daven on Shetir. Now that's a very quick summary of Kesef Mishnah, but I think it's faithful. He quotes both the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. And he thinks that it's mukhrach in the language of Ava Kemarava, Dava Kemarava. In other words, you like one, you do like the other, but never the twain shall meet. Which I think is actually a fairly good reading of the Gemara. The problem is, in the Rambam, it seems dochak lan yosaiti, not just in my opinion, but the opinion of many achronim. The Lechem Mishnah, a little bit earlier in Paragimel, the Chosi understands the Rambam the opposite way. His claim within the Rambam, the Rambam is really trying to paskin that you can choose either one. I'm not sure 100% how he reads that into the Rambam, but that's his claim. In other words, his claim is that the Rambam is actually like not Rabbeinu Yonah the Rosh, but the opposite end of the Lechadchila spectrum. In other words, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure, again, that I see that in the words of the Rambam either. The Aruch HaShulchan has an extremely creative reading of the Rambam, which Len Yosaiti is probably the best reading of the Rambam, which we're going to have to get to next week. So next week, God willing, we'll look at the Aruch HaShulchan's reading of the Rambam. We'll look at Halacha L'maaseh Psak, both with regard to weekdays and with regard to Shabbos. We'll look at Shulchan Aruch. We'll look at the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah in multiple places, a position in the Nesivos that's relevant as well, and the basis for those who are Mi'akil. And then we'll take a step back and offer some analysis on the basis of a shtickle of the cycler.
Go ahead.
Just so I could use the word shtickle.
I taught my students the word shtickle yesterday.